You know, I think first and foremost they have good players. Mm-hmm. You know, headed by a great quarterback, mm-hmm. Somebody who's been playing well at an extremely high level for a while now. So, you know, they do a number of different things to try to, you know, confuse the defense and catch you off guard a little bit. You know, personnel being one of them, because they have so many great players, they try to make sure that they you know, spread them out, get them in the right place, but also switch up the personnel to, you know, present challenges that way for the defense. So they do a good job offensively.
With the releasing Parrish Cox, this seems to be a clear sign that you know, obviously you're playing, have a role on this team. Is that kind of how you view things?
You know, truthfully, I don't know how it is or isn't a clear sign. You know, unfortunately, with the way this game is, you know, you have, you know, hard roster moves and decisions to make. You know, I obviously wish Peacock's the best of luck. You know, he's been a great guy to me. And I think, you know, by the reaction of the other guys and I think the organization as a whole, you know, he's been a great guy around here, you know, since he's been here. So, you know, I wish him all the best of luck.
Eric, you've had a lot of support, obviously, for them to bring you in. Can you just describe what that's been like from the top down?
You know, it's been great. You know, it's a great working environment for me. Just to know that, you know, there's people around to have your back and that are obviously rooting for you. So it makes it easy for me to come in here and give my all, you know, work hard and try to do whatever I can to help this team out.
Eric, I apologize for a repeat question, I'm sure, but how have you been used in practices? Is it mostly left or right corner? Are you getting some nickel situations as a slot back, or how have you been utilized in practice?
You know, I've just been out there working, trying to get better. You know, whether it's during individual periods or, you know, scouting periods or defensive periods, you know, just, you know, trying to focus on continuing to master my craft and basically, you know, honing in on this defense as a whole. So, you know, when I go home and study and when I'm out here on the practice field, you know, I look to, you know, contribute and hone in on anything that I can, whether it's left, right, corner, you know, nickel, dime, whatever.
Do you cover the slot, though, in the nickel defense sometimes, in dime packages at all?
I've done it for almost my whole career, and I will be prepared to do that, you know, if called upon.
What's your experience as a punt retreat?
you know, I think just basically with us being in San Francisco, you know, I have a legacy of being a great return man, but that's high school. You know, in college, I've, you know, had the pleasure of backing up, you know, great guys like, you know, Reggie Bush, you know, like those guys. So I never really got the chance to show my stuff, you know, returning punts, return some kicks when I was at UNLV. And, you know, when I first got in the game, you know, we had Josh Cripps to do a lot of the, you know, return stuff. So, yeah, I've been around, but just haven't had the opportunity to do it.